Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN. Welcome tonight to PGN, where we prophesy over you and pray over you, where we do it more than we talk about it. Welcome. I'm Carmen, and I will be your host, and also Daniel will be your host tonight. We're going to talk about some things that we want you to start thinking about and changing and understanding that we are not of the world. And because we're not of the world, we can't compromise the way the world wants us to compromise. So before we do anything else, let me pray. Father, thank you for allowing us another night here on PGN to glorify your holy name, to just lift your name and teach and pray and just speak about your goodness, the testimonies that come in, Father God, that just bring you praise and honor, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for giving us this place where we can, you know, just talk about you and have that freedom. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over any unclean spirits that may try to hinder this show tonight in any way, form, or fashion. We ask you, Father God, that you would have control over what's being said tonight, that your Holy Spirit will lead and guide in all truth in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Welcome, and thank you for being on tonight. I will begin by releasing Daniel to speak about something that he showed me this week, or was it last week, and really it got stuck in my thoughts because I was like, what in the world is going on in the world now? So without further ado, let me put Daniel on, and I'll let him go. All right.
Good evening, everybody. So as Carmen was saying, and Prophet Randy spoken about it, that in these end times we need to be careful of what is being said by people that we probably trusted at some times. I mean, I think we're well educated on, you know, how the politicians work. Just not quite expecting it from how all the, some of these church leaders are leading people astray or adjusting accordingly. So I took a moment and asked the Lord to help me with some stuff here. And what brought it to my attention was the Pope Francis did an interview in Associated Press News. I think his subject was being homosexual isn't a crime. It's not a crime, but yes, it is a sin. Now, after he said that, he's come back and had to recant it several times, changing his stance to accommodate, that which he himself once spoke about, so just to make everybody in the world, comfy and happy, make sure that we're not, upsetting people as we go. So I've been reading the prophet Jeremiah's, book here, and it just really made me focus on what he went through. The prophet definition, as we know it, is a person who speaks for God. And a false prophet would be someone that speaks from their heart, not from the mouth of God. So in Jeremiah 1:4-10, and I'm in the new King James Version, it reads the following. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So what was going through my mind personally was, can you imagine, the prophet Jeremiah every day knowing that he was going to go and face, all these people that pretty much I'm sure hated him, okay? And even he was addressing even the kings at that point. And I thought to myself, wow, that's beyond the call of duty, as we would say it in layman's terms. So I'm thinking to myself, but yet, even when he prophesied to the kings, they respected him, okay? Because they knew that he was speaking for the Lord. Because anywhere else, the king could, you know, take you out or, you know, just get rid of you. And even though they attempted it many times, I mean, he still stayed, you know, firm. And I was just, you know, talking to Carmen and addressing the Lord. I said, I hope I have the faith, the strength to just be able to stand and say what you asked me to say, Lord. Because sometimes that's, you know, I mean, that's a challenge that we have. That, you know, just say what the Lord has told us. But when I see the, in this case, the Pope, and I'm not picking on just that religion, you know, wishy-washy on what he's saying too, just trying to please the majority. Well, we know the Lord does not mince his words, okay? I mean, that's, you know, we read it in the good book all the time. Psalm 5, 6 tells us, you shall destroy those who speak falsehood. So as these times get, you know, stranger, tougher, weirder, I go, we have to really, you know, have our discernment up. And I know Prophet Randy always double checks everything. I mean, that's, I think we're all good at double checking to make sure that, you know, is it true? You know, we're hearing the right thing. So, you know, I call myself a little detective and I go and make sure that everything's there. And that, I think that's critical as we move into these next times. And then, and again, in Jeremiah 23:16, and we're talking about false prophets, is do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. So, you know, when all this comes up, you know, and you will know it's the Lord, get confirmation, you know, it just, that quiet voice or loud voice or however he speaks to you, you know, if he asks you to do something, that's when we really have to, you know, kick in our faith, our obedience, and move forward boldly, knowing that as he did with Jeremiah, that he'll always stand behind us because it's him using us. So it's his words coming through our mouths. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. I'm just, you know, what's been going through my mind personally. Amen.
Amen. And I wanted to add to that. There seemed to be someone well-known in the Christian music world that has compromised what the Word of God is saying and is taking a different stance on what God is saying in His Word. And this person is called Amy Grant. Amy Grant was spoken about in the Washington Post, and they wrote about how she was honored at the Kennedy Center for her belief, you know, in helping the LGBT community and things like that. And they reported on her hosting a gay wedding at a ranch, her and her husband, and how this reminds me that sometimes the world will love us. You know, when the world loves us, you know, you wonder, are we doing the right thing? But in God's word, it says that God, we, his children, when we don't compromise, we're not very much liked by the world. We're hated by the world. And not that I'm saying that Amy Grant is a teacher or anything, but she mentioned something about what a gift to our whole family, to widen our whole family when this event of a gay marriage was happening in her family. She said that Jesus narrows things down to love God and to love others. She's misquoting scriptures. She's taking the scriptures out of context. So, in other words, she believes that loving the gay community, that we're allowed to compromise. And that's not it. God loves the sinner, but he doesn't love the sin, And if we, what she fails to know and to understand is that she is teaching the Christian community, young people, older people. She's influencing people through her music. She has a platform. And as a leader in the body of Christ, she's spreading life. And we've seen this in the Bible, where Miriam was a worshiper, and she spread things that weren't true, and there were consequences for that. So I believe that Amy Grant, and as well as others that are doing things that are wrong and spreading lies, there's going to be consequences for their actions, for their compromise to be, you know, accepted in the world. This is not right. This is not the word of God. Loving God and loving your neighbor, what Amy Grant fails to understand is that when you love your neighbor, we have to tell them the truth. We have to tell them the truth. And you can't leave your neighbor ignorant. You can't allow, be kind to your neighbor and then let them go to hell. So let me tell you, when you tell them the truth, some will thank you and others will hate you. And that's something that we have to accept, you know, and understand. We have to pray. So Amy Grant has been supporting this LGBT, I think I'm saying it right, too many letters for me. God tells us that if we love him, then we are to keep his commands. Homosexuality is a sin. We love the sinner, but we hate the sin. We will see this more and more in the coming days. And we have to push back and tell people God's truth. There's many crazy stuff out there that is just turning my stomach, and I'm like, wow. So if you love God, you're going to open your mouth and tell people where they're going in eternity if they don't repent. Telling them the truth is love. That's true love. Holding back and not telling people the truth because you don't want to hurt their feelings, you're compromising. Let's take a look at the word compromise. Compromise is to accept standards that are lower than is desirable. That's compromise. We can't decide on the side that is against God. When you say you love someone and you don't tell them the truth, you're really saying that you hate that person. That's not love. That's not loving God and loving others. When we become God, when we come to God and have his Holy Spirit inside our hearts, he helps us to know things, to discern things. He gives us discernment, what spirit is coming at us. Like I spoke about last week, you know, discernment is knowing certain things. And there was a gentleman last week that I mentioned that he was at the mall with his wife, and he discerned, even before he saw this man that came up to him that seemed demon-possessed, there was something wrong with this man, but he sensed the spirit before he was confronted by this man. And so that's the Holy Spirit. When we have the Holy Spirit, he gives us discernment to know what's around us. And we have to really walk close to God, and we have to take some things off and put some things on in our lives to be able to hear clearly. We can't walk like the world. We can't put on what the world wants us to put on. We have to put on what God wants us to put on. And we see a lot of ministers changing. Some churches are changing. And some churches are even allowing this bit of a homosexuality and saying that it's not a sin. Since when is that not a sin? Just because they're losing people in the churches, it's too uncomfortable for them, so they decide to compromise? Look, some years back, I had someone who wanted me to go to their wedding, and I think I mentioned this before. I have. And I told this person that I loved that I loved them, but I couldn't do that because I couldn't, you know, I had convictions of what God was telling me to do, and that wasn't one. That was not what was in mind with God. Didn't mean that I didn't love them, but I love God, and I was going to obey God. They stopped talking to me. They have not spoken to me. And I have had others, four cousins of my on my father's side, they don't call me. They don't answer my calls because they're walking in sin. And they've even lost their partners through sicknesses and things like that. But they don't want to hear it. They know what you stand for. And sometimes even before you even get a chance to say anything, they reject you. So talking about homosexuality is a sin. Not talking about it, but the act of homosexuality is a sin. And we need to not compromise within, you know, these things. We're going to see this more and more. Where I work, there's young people that you can feel it. You can see it on them, the mannerisms and everything. It's not normal. And the young girls do have no clue. And they like these boys, but they don't realize this is what they're carrying. They have no discernment. So when you say that you love someone, you're going to begin to tell them the truth. This issue is getting harder and harder to deal with. So if you're in a church that accepts this, I would recommend that you run. Amy Grant forgets that, yes, God loves us, but we have to repent of our sins to come to his side. God doesn't come to our side when we're in sin. He loves us, but you're the one, when you're sinning with that kind of sin, that remove yourself from his presence, from his protection. God is on your side when you're on his side. Don't forget that. God is not on your side, and it's not just homosexuality. It's adultery. It's shacking up. God's not pleased with that. And there are many Christians that are out there shacking up. And God is not happy with that. I know this is a tough topic to talk about, but God wants you to repent. If you're not married and you're living with someone that you say is your wife when she's really not your wife or he's really not your husband, you better be careful. You need to repent and do what's right. And if you're not going to do what's right, well, then quit it and stop. If you're not going to do what's right towards that other person, because that is not love. That's not love. That's selfishness. I want to leave you with that. And we have to be careful. These are times people are not putting up, they're not putting up sound doctrines out there. And what Amy Grant is talking about is not sound doctrine. I know she's not a teacher or anything, but she is a leader in the body of Christ. And she's misleading a lot of people. The Pope is misleading a lot of people. Yeah, but it seems like there's some good Christians that probably got back on that, and that's probably why he recanted and took his word back, what he was saying about the homosexual community, that it wasn't a sin. So, you see, we have to push back darkness. So I'm glad for the, there's also another minister, Carlton Pearson, and I've talked about him before. He used to sing with the singer Carmen, and it hardened his heart to think that his family were going to go to jail, go to hell because of their sins. And so he didn't believe that they were going to hell because of their sins. So he joined a church that was led by a lot of homosexuals. And then the Christian community pushed him out because he was preaching things that were not of the Lord. And so he even ended up with a divorce. His life was a mess after that. Sometimes it's hard to do what's right before the Lord. Even Jesus called a woman caught in adultery to repent. He told her to repent. So on another note, for those shacking up and acting like you're husband and wife when in reality you're not, you need to stop. Get married or quit it. You know, you're leading yourself to destruction. You're not really loving God, and you're really not loving others when you do these things. So I'm telling you the truth so that you can be set free, because the Word of God says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So marriage is between a man and a woman. Marriage is done before God, before others, to let other people know that you love each other, not living with each other and then all of a sudden you're calling this woman your wife and you're calling him your husband. That is not the Lord. That's not the Lord. You need to stop, because you're not on God's side. And then you wonder why things happen, why the attacks are coming. Be careful. Be careful. Turn from your wicked ways. Love is not what you think. It's what God says. Daniel, can you read 1 Corinthians 13? This is what Paul says love is. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. 13.
Okay.
All of it?
1 Corinthians 13. Yeah. This is what Paul says is love.
The greatest gift. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly. Okay. Good.
Okay, keep on. I like that part.
For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love, right? So when we look into the Word of God, we have to mirror ourselves in it, not what we think, but what God is saying. And so we speak the truth, we speak this truth, so that you will, if whether you're telling someone or you yourself are in that sin, you need to repent and walk wisely in the ways of the Lord. God gives you wisdom to walk in His ways. He gives you the discernment to know what's around you. So, amen. Would you like to say anything else?
I was trying to read it here. Ecclesiastes, I lost my point there.
Okay.
I'll bring it up later on.
Okay. All right. Let me see. All right. So we'll be taking calls now. And I hope you consider that and are very careful when listening to musicians, singers, ministers, anyone that professes to be a believer and is not teaching you or speaking the truth. And learn to love others by telling them the truth. That's true love, when you tell them the truth, but tell them in love. And some, like I said before, some will receive it and some won't. Amen. All right, so we'll be taking callers now. And our first caller is from the number 402-214, your name and where you're from.
Hi, honey. Carmen, it's Sharon from New York.
Okay. All right, Miss Sharon. Let me put you on mute and we'll pray for you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Sharon, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm seeing like the Lord showing me like your head, like your brain. Like there's something changing. There's something changing there. I'm sensing that the Lord is making a change in your thinking. It's almost like a healing at the same time. There's like a change, like a transformation, I want to say, that you're no longer the way you were, and your thoughts are not the same. They're different. And so I see like almost like if God was revealing to me your brain and like He's showing me there's a change going on there. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that change, that transformation that's taking place in her mind, in her thoughts, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because you're bringing healing, you're bringing transformation in Jesus' name. That's what I'm sensing. Daniel, do you have anything for Ms. Sharon?
Yeah, Lord, take Sharon, you'll have to confirm for me, but the Lord says He wants to for you to continue praising Him at night. Don't know where that's coming from, but He just wants you to know that He hears when you praise Him at night. So I went to Psalm 134. To behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Wow, that's good. Amen. Let's get her on. Miss Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just kind of teary-eyed over your prayers. I hope it's a good thing that is changing in my brain.
Yes, it is. It's almost like He was showing me your brain and that He was doing something there. It was like transformation, a change.
Uh-huh.
It was a good thing. It was like he's working in your mind is what I sensed the Lord was trying to show me. There's a change. There's a change taking place. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I had trouble at night. So when he said about praying at night, praising God at night, that's because I have trouble sleeping and I have trouble with intruders and things. So that was cool.
So Daniel, what's the scripture again? Because that was awesome.
Psalm 134.
Okay.
Psalm 134.
But when I think what he's showing me was that he hears your prayers at night. Okay. You need to rest in his shalom, his peace. Okay. Because whatever is happening outside will stay outside. As long as you're lifting him up in prayer. Amen.
Okay.
What's the
That's
the
really
verse?
Good.
Psalm 134, 1 through 2.
Say that one. Say it out loud again. Read it out.
It's titled Praising the Lord in His House at Night. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Wow. Wow. That's probably where the transformation is being taken place, because you're worshiping the Lord. Oh, healing takes place. So many things take place. Peace comes all over us when we worship the Lord. His presence comes on us. It's just, you know, when God is there, so many things happen. So when we invite him through worship, he comes. Amen, Miss Sarah?
Yep. Amen. Would you say a prayer for me, Carmen, or hold up a friend of mine, Kevin, that I have been having difficulty with communication?
Okay. And Lord, we just lift up Karen's friend, Kevin. Father God, Sharon's heart's desire is to be able to communicate with him, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you give her a special anointing as she spends time in your worshiping and seeking your word, Father God, that you would just touch her in a special way, that, Father God, that when she goes to speak to him, that your presence is all over her, Father God, and that as she opens her mouth, that you anoint her lips and her words, Father God, that you would just hold this man's attention, Father God, that he would sense your presence in her and around him, Father God, and that he would realize there's something more to this than I thought. And I pray, Father God, that you would just give her that wisdom, that gentleness, that love, Father God, to just communicate in a special way, in a way that he will listen, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that if nothing at all, that the love of Jesus would permeate through her to him, Father God, and that she would just love him and that would win him over, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Danny, you have anything else you want to pray?
Yes, Father God, I just ask you as you touch Jeremiah's mouth, that you touch Sharon's mouth, Father God, and her words be your words, Lord. But at the same time, I ask you to touch Kevin's ears, Lord. Let him be receptive, Father God, to the proper words that get his attention, Lord. You know, we don't know what those are, but you do know, Lord. And I just ask that you give that to Sharon, and she will know it by his eyes. If she's seen him, she'll know by his eyes, the reaction in his eyes. Okay. If she's not, Father God, she'll know it in his voice. So Father God, I just ask you that you, answer her prayer, Lord, open up that communication so you can reach this brother Kevin, Lord, and have him, you know, turn to you, Father God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, God. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Do you have anything else for us? A testimony or anything else you want to say?
Yes, I do. My daughter applied for a job, and she's applied for many new positions in her area. And they never let her have them because they like her where she is. They actually use her, overuse her, and it's not fair to her because she's the best they have. So they don't ever let her go out of that realm. She ended up running into a friend at work who works in a whole another department, a whole another field area of the city, and they asked her to interview for this job, and so she did. And, you know, she wasn't real sure about it, but the interview went really well, and it was probably going to be a few weeks before she heard. I said a prayer that day to God because I know that a lot of times God stops us from things because he's protecting us. You know, we don't know what's ahead. We don't know what will happen if we do this or we do that, but he does. And so, I mean, I started teaching my children that when they were babies because my husband just deserted us. And I told them, I said, you know, God loves you. You've done nothing wrong. You know, he's not here because God's protecting you from something worse. And I mean, I truly believe that. And it ended up that I was correct, you know. Anyway, I said a prayer to him that if it was okay, you know, if it's not going to hurt her, could she please have this job, you know, because she, you know, needs it. Well, you know, the very next morning before 9 o'clock, they called to offer her the job, and it was supposed to be weak, you know, so she was so thrilled, you know, just the fact that it's there, that the option is there. And she really thinks it'll be fun. And, you know, my daughter has a very, very hard job. And it was just, she's been there 20 years and it's too much. She deals with child abuse, sexual abuse, and all kinds of terrible things that happen to children all the time. And it's too much to do all the time. She really needed to be in another area. You know, she's put her time in. And so
where
she
is
did
I
get
you?
Off.
Hey, where is I?
Oh, yeah. It's a very – I was in the same field, but not as – she's an attorney. I was under that. I was a case manager for child abuse and neglect. And it is very hard because we're both very conscientious people. So we want to make sure we're doing the best job there is and getting the best for the kids. And it's very hard in a government setting, you know, trying to get what they need. Anyway, it is very hard. And so she's going to take this other job. So we're pretty excited about it. And I, you know, it was right after I said that prayer and it was early. She wasn't supposed to find out that quick. So I was very, it's kind of what happened to her with law school too. Cause she prayed, she applied to like 100 different law schools, right? And she, you know, prayed, God, you have to help me. Well, she only got accepted to two of them out of all of those. So that's how it really narrowed the field for her. And the one she picked was one I was, you know, scared to death of. But when I saw the school, it was the best there was. It was a civil rights law school here in New York. That's how she ended up in New York. But you know, and that's why I moved here. But he did that for her, you know, and he did this too. So, I mean, you could just, because it wasn't supposed to be this way. That's not the norm. I mean, the job position is not even closed yet. And they don't offer the job until the time period is closed, at least. But they offered it to her the next day. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
What a testimony anyone listening.
To God.
And that seems to be your theme, that you're praying and crying out to the Lord, and he's hearing your prayers for your loved ones and for others.
Right.
And wow, God is good, isn't he?
Yes. I've always believed that. I appreciate this prayer line and PGN and Randy and everything, because God always listens to the prayers of a friend. Always. I've seen it a million times, you know. why I always ask people to pray for me. So
and you know prayer work.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I can't figure out why, though. I haven't figured out, you know, exactly what it is.
Because you have faith. You have faith. And that's what moves God's heart, you know, when we have faith. That's what moves mountains.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's him. It's believing in him. And when we believe in him and trust him, then things are happening.
I'll tell you the very most incredible testimony that I could tell you is my grandson. He was 6 years old when he was diagnosed with a horrible disease called HLH. It's worse than cancer. It's like having cancer in every part of your body at once. It's very, very few people survive it. And he was six, and he was in the hospital, and it was Christmas time, and his counts were horrible. And his dad said something to him, and he said, you know, God's working a miracle in you, or something to that effect. And my grandson said to him, you know, that God was making him better. He said, this was what he said. He said, sometimes it just takes a little while. That's what my six-year-old grandson said. The next day, the very next day, this Indian doctor came running, and these are all the top oncologists. I mean, one of them was working out of Switzerland. The doctor who discovered AIDS was in on my grandson's case. I mean, they were all working on this, and this doctor comes running into my daughter. He's got tears in his eyes, and he's like, look at this, look at this. And he's got the printout of the blood work of my grandson, and his counts dropped from 188,000 something to down to 1,800, I mean, down to normal overnight.
Wow.
I mean, and it was Christmas. It was Christmas Day. And he was cured. And he's never been sick again. He's 14 now.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's what I'm talking about with the testimony. It was my grandson's faith. You know, I mean, he did not complain. He just said, you know, God, he knew God was working a miracle in him. It just takes a while. So he was comforting my daughter and son-in-law, saying, you know, it just takes a while sometimes, you know, not losing any faith, just saying sometimes it takes a while. Well, that had to just rip God's heart open, you know, and he said, oh, I got to cure him
right
now, you know.
He was trusting the Lord. That's trust.
Yeah. And he was just a little one, you know. But he's always had a special connection with God since his birth. I mean, he used to tell me things that God said, you know, to me, for me. And nobody could know it because it was a personal thing between me and God. And then I never told it to anybody. And it had to do with smoking cigarettes. It was, you know, between us. And he's a little guy, and I'm outside having a cigarette. And he looks at me, and he said, Grammy, God says you're not supposed to smoke outside. And I just oh, my God, because it's the truth. I mean, because God said, you know, it pollutes the air. I'm not supposed, you know, that's a trick of the devil. It's not really the individual person. It's the earth, Satan's trying to destroy, because the earth sustains life. And so, you know, this was a personal thing between God and I, and no one knew this. I didn't tell people this because I wanted to smoke, you know. I didn't want to quit. But when my little grandson says to me, God says you're not supposed to smoke outside, I went, oh, dear. Uh-oh. I mean, he was two. He's 2 years old. Crazy. But it's special. And that's a very special testimony about my grandson, you know, that they were, he was cured the next day. You know, well, he's probably cured right then. They didn't see the record, that, you know, and I'm sure that as soon as my grandson said that, you know, believing in God, that it just takes a little while sometimes, you know, whatever he's doing is fine, you know.
Yeah.
God said, that's it. You know, I mean, if I were God, I would, you know, little child, believing in you like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a testimony in prayer, or just faith, I guess.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, sister.
I like what you were saying, sweetie, about, you know, your neighbor, about helping them and saving them, and, you know, they have to sometimes, my son always said, it's your active, it's the way you act, the way you behave, that's the best teacher. Not the words so much, you know, preaching at them, but showing them through love, and, you know, that sets the best example.
Sometimes we do have to say something, but we have to be led by God. And some people have gotten saved by people just loving on them and inviting them over to dinner and just loving and talking to them. And then when it's the right moment, the Holy Spirit will lead. And he knows when it's best.
Yeah. Right.
So we have to pray for those friends.
It's funny because a lot of times those people are really hungry to know the Lord. You know, they really want you to say something. They really want to know. And you'll find that out, you know, when you talk to them.
It's God's perfect timing. He knows when it's best. And sometimes, you know, just praying with them.
It's hard to believe that in a big city, you know, like Omaha was a big city. It is that a child, you know, like a 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl who had gotten pregnant, had a child, 15, 16, she had never, ever heard of Jesus. She had no idea. I'm not kidding. This was one of my clients, and I was in shock because how do you live in a city and never hear of Jesus? She'd never heard of him. She had no idea who he was. And, you know, so it just goes to show you, I mean, she wasn't raised properly, and she was kind of out on her own and hanging around with the wrong crowd, but they didn't even think. But how do you not know who Jesus is? So it just goes to show you that there's people out there who don't even know who he is.
Yes, yes, and we have to let them know.
And that's
in a behavior, by setting the right actions first, you know. I mean, our biggest talk is our walk.
Right, exactly. That's what my son was always trying to say, because I preach too much.
Yeah.
You know, I even have priests telling me to leave him alone. I have my priest saying, leave him alone, stop, you know.
You've already told him the truth, and so just love him and you know, walk by your life, the way that you carry and
That was just hard for me because I wanted him to come to church. Yeah. I would just,
continue praying for them because it's the work of the Holy Spirit. We cannot be Holy Ghost Junior. There's only one Holy Ghost.
I know.
We want to do the work, and we don't want to wait because we love our friends and our family, but we have to wait for the leading of the Holy Spirit. And part of it is praying and reeling them in through prayer. Yeah, that's right. How we become fishers of men, by reeling them through prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. I better let you go.
Right.
Thank you both very much. Keep praying for
me.
Thank you
for calling. It's always a pleasure.
Uh-huh.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is 404-453. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Madeline.
Madeline.
Hello?
From where are you?
Hi.
Oh, where are you from?
Atlanta. I'm from Georgia.
All right. Yeah. Hold on and let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Madeline from Georgia. Thank you, Father God, for this sister, Father God. We thank you for her life, for her family life. Thank you, Lord, because of the example that she is to others, Father God, that sometimes you don't realize, Madeline, that you're being looked at. There are people looking at you, and they're observing your life. They're watching you. And sometimes people will say, oh, she's a funny lady. And they don't take you seriously. But they, in their mind, there's something about you that makes them curious, and they're watching you. And even in your funny ways, the Lord loves it, and he's using you in that way. Some people, it grabs their attention. And so we thank the Lord for your marriage, for your life. I'm assuming you're married, for your life. And we thank you, Father God, for the example of a godly woman in the name of Jesus. You were, I'm sensing that you were raised kind of strict, and you've come out of that. You've come a long way, baby. And you've come out of that, Madeline. And maybe that's what they're looking at, that freedom that you're walking in, that you're no longer in that religious strictness of doing things. You know better than that. And so we thank you, Lord, for Madeline's life. We thank you, Father God, continue to use her and bless her, Father God, to reel those people in with that love, with that freedom, with that thank you, Lord, with that joy, with the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Daniel, do you have anything for Madeline tonight?
Madeline, I'm going out on the limb here. Did you pray for breakfast for a group this morning? Because you had everybody's attention in your prayer. That's what the Lord's showing me. Help me out there. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Yes.
All right, Miss Madeline.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad to have y'all back and listening to the word, and it's always a ready word. It's an answer from the Lord. No matter who's ministering, it's a timely word. And yes, I was raised strict, very strict. No hugs, no love, but raised to do things perfectly. And since God gave me a freedom of walking in my mother's footsteps, desiring love, desiring truth, you know, he allowed me to see that. And so the people, as Daniel said, I was praying for and talking to, and the word is alive in me. And I just don't have that shame or head down or trying to help, trying to love, trying to guide. And it was a torment of fear. And you know, the looks on the faces. And as I read the word of God, he said, you know, in the Bible about don't go by the looks on their faces, but I'm to say what he say and to live by what he lives, because he has freed me from that. And it was long years of strictness and, provided for, but no compassion, no understanding. God gave me that with my parents, with my family, even to today, and even the family of God, and also the marriage. And now I can freely say, because I was too afraid to say, to be misunderstood, or the person that was having the same thing or worse, I can see. And God, I just always talk to God about it. And
wow.
Yeah. So,
well, we're
yeah,
there looking at you. You're an example.
Yeah.
You're an example is what I'm sensing, and that's what I was seeing. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you have a testimony for us tonight? Something you want us
yeah,
to say about?
Yes, please. I do. My testimony is that where I'm working and what I do in the dental office, I've seen signs and miracles happen in the dental chair. People getting their lives turned around. Young men standing in the gap for them, like a mom for them, and tears. One guy was just dropping tears, and he was married and had a child, but I can sense he wasn't sensitive or understanding to his wife. And I said, you being a priest of your home with protection and provision, because you'll train a woman to be like you, but you'll cause her to walk an adulterous life, because the media and other things are having women to just searching for men, and the fathers and the headships are sons of God, are not walking orderly according to the gift God gave them, and that's a wife or woman. And God don't want us, according to his word, be abused and misused, and don't want the male to be raped by attitudes and control, manipulation of the body and all that. It's just it's just time for the saints of God to pray for laborers. And I know what that's like. And when God released, he's raised me up out of that type of situation I was born in. Now he's using me to set the captives free, to telling women and men, young and old, because they had nobody confess. So this young man, he had tears just dropping, and he hugged me so tight, and he said, thank you so much. And I knew that his life was changed when he left out of there. So, yeah, it's
wow.
Wonderful.
The
and
ministry.
I want to go.
In the dental
yeah.
office.
yeah, yeah.
You see,
right,
that's an example right there.
Huh?
That's an example right there.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah,
we are
yeah.
to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not being in God's house. We're to worship him and praise him together in one court. We're not divided and prejudiced against our God. We're a family. And that was something that I so desired to be a family, to be whole. And so I'm able to do this work in the dental chair and then around the people that come in, and I get blessed by that. And,
oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
She actually had lupus, and she was barely walking in her cane, and she was downhearted. And we got to talking, and the Lord, I asked her, could I pray for her? And while we were numbing her up, I was able to lay hands, and they didn't know what was going on, but they said, in this operatory, it's so much peace, it feels like. So that's my little sanctuary. And so she got up and she was able to walk out, go out the cane, and she is so happy. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And my prayer is too, that my husband's anointed at what he does, but we definitely need to pray for leadership, that they doesn't get caught up. He said, if possible, my elect will be deceived, that we're not to prop ourselves up or brag on what we do, but we to glorify him, that he would choose me to, as he chose me to come out of darkness, if somebody else is needing love and a word and a boldness in it too. Hate the things that Satan hates in the darkness and love everything that God loves and be transformed in the renewing of the mind. And so hopefully, God willing, we see July 8th, it'll be 50 years of marriage, and I just want to celebrate. I want to invite all y'all to come out. Yeah. Because this works.
You know, as you were talking, as you were talking, I sensed like there's young ministers that are quietly going through stuff, and I sense that the Lord is going to connect you with them to be like, thank you, Lord. How's the word? You know, someone that they can have godly wisdom, godly counsel from, because you've been there, done that, and they don't know how to, there's some things that they don't know how to handle, and sometimes ministers need that confidant where they can to support them. And so that's what I was sensing as you were talking, that somehow the Lord is going to connect you to some young ministers that need that support. And thank you, Jesus. So you pray
thank
about
you.
That and allow God to connect you to them. You know, I sense that as you were talking. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I actually was invited, I think, Washington, D.C., to a revival, a conference, and there will be ministers and people, and they want me to come up to speak.
Oh.
So that's what it is. Yeah, that's confirmation.
Wow.
I've been asking God. Yeah.
That's what I was sensing as you were
saying,
that. So many of them will take that as personal advice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. And
it can be also a couple.
It can be both ways, too. So as the Lord leads you, that's what I'm, like, you're going to mentor.
That's
the perfect word, mentor, yeah.
Yes,
be there for them, so that they know, be led and guided. Sometimes when they're young in ministry and young in marriage, they need someone to look up to that knows that understands that godly wisdom. In the midst of many of godly advisors, there's victory. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well. Let's pray over that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Madeline, Father God, for that conference, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you use her tremendously, Lord, that the words that come out of her mouth will not be her own, but be your words, Father God, to minister to the hearts of the people that are going to be there. We pray for those that are going to be there, Father God, that you draw them, that the right people in that conference go that day, Father God, and that you use her as well as the other ministers to minister to those that are in need, Father God, those that are hurting, Father God. We just thank you for that conference, Father God, that it be all about you, Father God, not about the things of the world. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let there be victory, victory, victory in the lives of those listeners in Jesus' name. And give her a blessing, Father God, for her obedience too, Father God. And keep her and protect her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jen,
oh,
Jen, Danny, if you have anything for her.
Sister, we just stand with you. You know, both you and your husband. You know, 50 years is a life of experience.
Yes.
This is the peaks and valleys, and like Carmen says, you can share that with these young ministers that
yes.
are going to be present.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
Amen, Daniel. Amen.
Amen,
Carmen. Thank you all so much. I love you, and I'm so
love
glad.
You,
and I pray for you in the ministry as. Prophetic yeah. is on point, nothing missing. But
thank you.
And I thank God for you, and I thank God for Randy, and I listen to the program, and God leads me, and I get a chance to hear. And as it was saying with Terrence and Tanisha, people could get healed just by hearing in the testimonies.
Yeah.
And God be done did the work. So I love them all. I really do. I really do. And thank you for
thank
the prayers.
You.
It's greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Well, good night
all
and
right.
have a blessed week.
You too. Good night. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was wonderful. Our next caller, I've seen some people dropping and coming back. Be patient and I'll get to you. 832-231, your name and where you're from. 832-231, your name and where you're from.
Tasha from Texas.
I'm sorry, I can't make out what you said.
Tasha from Texas.
Tasha
from
Texas.
Texas.
All right,
yeah.
I'll mute you and then we'll come back to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Tasha from Texas, Lord. Thank you for her life, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you for her life, Father God. She stands. She stands in the midst of trials. She still stands. She trusts in you, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for that strong faith, Father God, that she believes in you and trusts in you. And she comes and I see you like at the feet of the Lord, you know, that when you're going through, you don't go to anybody. You're just going to at the feet of the Lord. You're like, leave me alone and leave me in his presence and I'll be okay. I'll be okay because I know that in his presence, there's freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because her trust is in you, Father God. She's at your feet trusting. Her, she pours out her tears before you. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God, for that faith, that immovable faith, that even though when she's hurting, she still comes before you, knowing that nothing else will matter, nothing else will work. It's like she'll go to church and she'll just, you know, everybody move out of the way. Just let me be there in his presence. Let me be there in his presence because that's where I belong, in his presence. That's where you are strong. That's where you are strong. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and we come in agreement with her prayers, Father God, that you would touch them and touch her, Father God. Open doors, Father God, to bless her and her family in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that immovable faith in Jesus' name. Daniel, do you have anything for
yeah.
Tasha?
Yeah, he took me real quick. I'm in Psalm 84, 10 through 11. Allow me to read it. And I'll be reading as it was you, Tasha. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Amen.
Wow. Amen. All right. Let me look for her number. Okay. Miss Tasha, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you for the word. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a testimony for us? Something to pray about?
Yes. Well, my testimony is thank you, God, to see another day, and I'm glad that I can rejoice in seeing another day being blessed and highly favored, just the little things. I'm blessed.
Praise God. Praise God. Do you have anything you want to say? Anything to bring God glory?
I need prayer, but God get the glory on everything he does in me and my family's life. I need prayer for wisdom, knowledge, and revelations for me and my son.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you see what our sister Tasha from Texas is asking for wisdom, Father God. Lord, we just pray that as she seeks your word, that you would give her the wisdom that she needs, the knowledge that she needs to gain from the things that she learns, Father God, that she will know how to apply the things that you speak to her in your word, Father God, and reveal to her your word to her, Father God. Reveal you who you are to her, Father God. Let that revelation of the word as she washes in the water of the word over herself, Father God, in the word, Father God, for her and her son, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, that you would allow that time where she separates herself for you, Father God, speaking to you, not just talking to you in prayer, but listening to what you have to tell her, Father God. Lord, help her ears to hear, Father God, the things, the wisdom that you want to give her, Father God, so that she knows how to apply it in her life, Father God, with the wisdom that she needs, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for that time of studying your word, seeking your word, reading and hearing and just being still before you, Father God. Oh, Father God, that she would hear your voice, that she would hear as she reads, that she would sense what you're telling her, Father God, and leading her and guiding her in. And we thank you, Father God, for her and her son, Father God. Oh, Lord, increase, Father God, as they read the word, that it will come alive to them, Father God, that it will minister to them, Father God, in a special way, Father God, even like never before. In the name of Jesus. Daniel, are you there? You have anything for Ms. Tasha?
Yeah, I just thought of almost a request from Solomon, not wealth or anything, but wisdom. Father God, bless our sister, Lord, and her son, Father God, with that wisdom and knowledge that only comes from you, Lord, exceeds all of their understanding, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, Ms. Tasha, is there anything else you want to say?
Amen, and thank y'all for the prayer. I know other people want to talk, but thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed night.
You, God bless you, too. All right, God bless.
Okay.
Have
you.
A blessed
thank
week. You. Amen. 734? 672? Your name and where you're from?
Hi, I'm Jennifer from Michigan.
Jennifer from Michigan, okay. All right. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer from Michigan, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father God. You know, it may be cold. It may be cold outside, but the heart is warm. The heart for the Lord is warm. And because you're seeking the Lord in a special way, and it's just you and him, your eyes are touched by that time that you spend in the Word, that you're seeing things in a different way, that you're seeing the things that once didn't look so beautiful, but now you're seeing them with God's eyes. And so you're seeing situations, things around you in a different light. And those things that were dim and dark are now, they're being seen through the eyes of God. And you're seeing them in a beautiful way. You're seeing beauty. And even in the cold things, even the cold things of winter, of the times of winter that we go through, I see you. It's almost like you're wearing some special glasses and you can see things differently. It's almost like that song that says, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. It's almost like when you're reading the Word, it's almost like you have these glasses to see the world in a different light. And so thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father God, for that hope, that thing to see the beauty of life and see the hand of God in everything. And we thank you for that, Father God, in all the seasons. Father God, that she sees all that. Father God, that her faith is growing and growing stronger. Father God, that that nothing's going to get her down. And we thank you, Father God, for Jennifer, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching her eyes to see the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you see any? Do you have anything for Jennifer?
Yeah, more like what you're touching, practical wisdom, that a good name is better than precious ointment. It's what the Lord, I don't remember, I think it's Ecclesiastes or somewhere. A good name is better than precious ointment. I hope that means something. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you can contact us. Okay. I'm muting. All right, Miss Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great. A little tired, okay. But that's normal at this hour.
Yes, I understand.
So how are you doing? You have anything for us? A testimony? Ask for prayer? Something that's gone on that you like to share?
Well, I have, God is breaking through in some areas, and it's been really amazing, but it's also now that he's broken through in a specific area, there's a decision that my husband and I have to make as far as moving, and so we're just, if you could just pray for wisdom, that the Lord would give us wisdom in this decision.
Okay. Father God, we thank you because the Holy Spirit lives inside of Jennifer. And because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, the temple of the Holy Spirit, that there is discernment, there is wisdom, there is everything that we need. And Lord, you see what she's asking tonight for that wisdom to know and to pick the right things to do, the where to go, how, what to do next, Father God. We just pray that you give her such peace that she knows that she knows that she knows this is the right way to go. And allow your Holy Spirit just speak to her and say, this way, this is where you're supposed to go. And then she'll know that it's through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, make that clear to her and her husband and confirm it, Father God, that what she hears from you, that he hears also, and that when they come together, that they will confirm the same thing, the same leading, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you for leading them and guiding them in the name of Jesus, and help them with every decision making. And we thank you, Lord. She wants, all she wants is what you want, that you lead her, that you guide her. She doesn't want to do anything on her own. She wants you to receive all the glory in the name of Jesus. Danny, do you want to pray about anything over her?
Yes, Father God, we just stand with them, Lord, as this couple, you know, turns to you first, Father God, which is what we all, you know, should do first, Lord, turning to you for that guidance. And I concur with Carmen that, you know, send the message that her husband will understand and the message she'll understand, and that they'll both just, you know, get it and just smile, because it'll be so clear as to what you want them to do, Father God. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, because they put you first, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jennifer, do you have anything else for us? A testimony? You know I love testimonies.
I don't have a testimony yet, except other than the Lord is providing a way. But when he has made the full way, I will definitely have a testimony for you. So.
Well, I love that you say yet. You know it's coming.
There will be one. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. All right. Is there anything else you want to say tonight?
No. I know there's other people waiting, so I'll let you guys go. But thank you so much for your prayers. I really appreciate it, and I felt like a peace come over me when you both prayed. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, sis. Well, you have a blessed week.
Blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Next caller is 908-305. Your name and where you're from.
Hello. Hello, hi. This is Carol. How are you?
Hello, Ms. Carol. All right. Allow me to mute you, and then I'll call you right back. Hold on.
Sure.
Father God, we just thank you for Ms. Carol, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I heard the wheels turning. The wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. They're turning. Everything's in order within the wheels and the wheels and the wheels. And the things are turning. One thing is turning the other, and the other thing is turning the other, and things are finally turning. And we just thank you, Father God, for things turning for Carol. We just thank you, Lord, for whatever that means. Things are turning. Things are turning. Sometimes, you know, the Lord has to set certain things in motion, but he has to work on one thing before he can allow another thing to work, and for other things to, you know. And so we get impatient sometimes because we want things right now. And so, in God's timing, because he's working things out, things then turn around and turn. And so we thank you, Father God, for things turning in Carol's life. We thank you, Lord, because you are in control. You're the one that makes things happen. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you have anything for Carol?
Not right now. I'll keep praying.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's get Miss Carol on.
Hello.
Thank God bless.
God bless you too. But nice to haven't called in for a while. And anyway, it's just nice to talk to you. And may God bless you and with the ministry and all the things that you do. And it's been, God's been good. He's a wonderful God.
Good.
God has given me many, many breakthroughs, and it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, Jesus. That's great. Tell us about it. I'm curious.
Well, I mean, it was a situation where I just said, Lord Jesus, you know, I've been looking for, I've been having financial difficulties, and I'm looking for a job for a while, and nothing seemed to show up. I was like, Lord, what is going on? And I just prayed about it, prayed and fasted for a while, and the Lord gave me some breakthroughs about that I have to just, you know, put a little more faith in the Lord and just, you know, just spend more time with Him. And God has been gracious, very gracious, and it's been, the peace that I have has been beautiful still. I can't begin to say it's just amazing what God will do. You know, we just put our trust
That's
in Him.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's what the wheels are turning, huh? Wow. That's awesome that things are happening for you. Wow. That's amazing. I know that you've been going through a while there. So that is very good to hear that things are working out for you.
In His time, and we just have to be patient. It's not always what... It's not always in our timing. It's in His time. So I just want to thank you for your prayers, and I always enjoy listening to the program. It's beautiful.
I like what you said about, you know, fasting. It's not that God, it changes God. It changes us. Fasting changes us and helps us to hear clearly sometimes, you know. He's talking all the time, but we're the ones that can't hear them for one reason or another. But as we calm the flesh, we are able to hear Him. And some things only happen through prayer and fasting, like, you know, miracles and deliverances. Like Jesus even said, some things only happen through prayer and fasting because, you know, they're heavy duty. But God gave you the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you, Lord.
2020.
Well, do you have
blessing? Yeah.
So, do you have anything else you want to say, or you want us to pray about? Because you already gave me the testimony.
I'd like you to continue to pray just about my financial situation, my career. Just pray for my health and my relationships in every area. I just ask the Lord to continue to just open, you know, God's, you know, the gates of heaven, you know, for me, so that I can do the work of the Lord and just continue to pray about. And I'm just praying about every area and that job that's coming through, and I just continue to pray about the music and the book, and also I also am praying about a godly husband. I continue to pray, and the Lord's like, well, I could do that when I'm, a little bit more settled with my job situation. But, I just ask you for a prayer for that. Thank you.
Okay. Father God, you heard Carol's prayer request. We ask you to bless her finances, Father God, but we also ask you, Father God, to guide her in her giving, in her tithing, and whatever is put in her hands, Father God, so that she'll release it to you, and that the blessings will come, Father God, as she is obedient, Father God, in her giving and in her tithing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing her, Father God, financially, Lord. Supply all her needs, Father God, according to your riches and glory. Lord, we also ask you, Father God, to help her health, Father God, to be in health, Father God, even as her soul prospers. Lord, I ask you, Father God, to help her in her health, even as her soul is prospering, Father God, and help her, Father God, to realize that ministry is not always something big, but it could be something small. That whatever you lead her to do, that, Father God, that she'll have an ear to hear and that she will follow to minister in the way that you want her to minister day by day, day by day, day by day. And, Lord, we ask you also for the relationships that she's asking for, Father God, that you bring unity like never before, that you would just touch every relationship in her family, Father God, with her and her family. Bless them, Father God. Bring them, unite them, Father God, with cords that cannot be broken. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for the music ministry, Father God, that you open doors for her, Father God, to continue to minister, Father God. And as she's ministering in music, Father God, that she would sense your presence and that things will be broken off of her, even as those that hear her singing, Father God, that things will be broken off of them, Father God, as she sings, and not only the listeners, but for her too, Father God, that things will be broken off. And for the book, Father God, I pray that you would help her to perfect, tidy up that book, Father God, add and or take away the things that are necessary for that book, Father God. I pray that you give her, your mind, the mind of Christ, as she looks at the book and revises the book. And we just thank you, Father God, that it will come out the way you want it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, she also desires a godly husband, Father God. Father God, I just pray that you prepare that man for Carol, Father God, and that you would help her, Father God, to be prepared, Father God, not just to have a spouse, but to know that being married and being believers, that's not only for us, it's also to minister to the Lord, to use our marriage to bless each other, but to bless the Lord, Father God, in the midst of a relationship. Prepare them, Father God, and let her see who it is, and let him see Carol, Father God, let him see her. In the name of Jesus, let him see her and let her see him. Father God, you know what that means, Lord. Let them see. Let them see in the name of Jesus. They may be crossing paths and not even knowing it. And we just thank you, Lord, that they place you first above all things. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for her. For her life. Thank you, Lord, for that testimony in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, Carol. Thank you so much for the beautiful prayer, and thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord and the wonderful words that you share and the encouragement and all that good stuff. So I thank you. I always enjoy listening. And I hope you have a beautiful Hope you're God bless you.
It's always good to hear you, Carol. It's always nice to hear you call in. All right, girl. Is there anything else? God bless.
Just have a beautiful day. God bless you. Good night.
All right. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay. This phone is doing funny little things. All right. There. I got it back. All right. My next caller. 225-270, your name and where you're from.
Jacqueline, calling from Louisiana.
All right, Miss Jacqueline. All right, hold on.
Hi.
Let me mute you. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Jacqueline from Louisiana, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. Oh, the Lord is on your mind. lately, a lot on your mind. You're thinking a lot about him. He's always on your mind. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that attracts the Lord when you think a lot about him and your thoughts are on the Lord. The Lord is happy to see that. He loves that because that attracts his presence when you think about him and his goodness. And so we thank you, Lord, for Miss Jacqueline, Father God, that your presence is near to her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because she understands that even the very breath of in her body, Father God, it all comes from you. Thank you, Lord, because she knows that even more now, more than ever, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. I sense like the more you seek the Lord, there's going to be like, it's almost like a thin wall, like you're going to tap into that realm. You're so close to tapping into that realm where he's at, where you're just going to experience some things from spending time in his presence. Just continue to do that and continue to seek him, because I feel like it's almost like you're going to tap into another dimension in him as you seek him more. It's almost like you're going to be transformed in a way where you're just going to be able to, have you ever seen those movies that you see people walking through walls into another dimension? And so I just sense that as you're seeking him, you're just going to tap into presence, that dimension where, you know, it's like you're in, you're in, and you're going to feel it tangibly. Is what I'm sensing. That what you so desired is going to happen. But as you seek him, and so press in, and you're going to sense that. You always have him on your mind. But he's going to take you into a different area, a different place where you're just going to be able to tap in and learn how to tap in and learn how to tap out, I guess. You're going to be able to learn how to go in and go out, go in and go out. It's almost like a spiritual veil or something. I can't explain it. It's almost like, oh, man, I think I'm explaining myself right. Daniel, do you have anything for Ms. Jacqueline?
Yeah, I'm picking up like this total calm peace surrounding, you know, morning doves, butterflies, just like this paradise, you know, paradise peace. And I'm just saying peace, you know, calmness, his peace all around you.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah, I can't explain what I'm seeing, but that's what I'm trying to explain it the best as I can. All right, let me locate her number. Okay. Hello, my sister. How are you, sister from Louisiana?
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Praise God. And do you have a word for me, a testimony, something to pray about tonight?
No, I don't have a testimony. I'm just asked that you pray for my brother-in-law. He has to get on dialysis.
Oh, no. Okay. Is he already on it?
He took one segment of it, and my sister said he might have to take it again.
Okay. All right. And what's your brother-in-law's name?
Michael.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Michael, Ms. Jacqueline's brother-in-law. Father God, you hear that he's having to take dialysis, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you touch his body that you would bring healing to his body, Father God. And then we just pray, Father God, that
if he has to take dialysis, Lord, let it be, Father God, quick, and that it will do what it needs to do in the name of Jesus. And the Father God, if that's not necessary, don't let the doctors push him, Father God. If there's another route, we'll help him out in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for his life, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you lead the doctors, his family, to make the right decisions for him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel, do you have anything for Michael?
Yes, Father God. We just ask that Michael be, that his patience be enhanced, Lord. That those working with him, Lord, that he understands the process, Lord, and that he be the one that's the cheerful one around amongst all those that are there, Lord. That you know, let him be the one that just, you know, calms everybody around him down, Father God. Even though he's going through, you know, this whole treatment, Father God, that people will just feel comfortable with him, Father God. Both those serving him and those around him. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, give the family peace. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Is there anything else you need to pray about or talk, say something?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. All right. Good night. Okay. Let's see. I have 303-517, your name and where you're from.
Am I Kim Veronica from Colorado?
Oh, Mike and Veronica. Okay. Give me a minute. I'll put you on mute. And Mike. Father God, we do thank you for our brother and sister, Father God. Father God, we just pray that. Thank you, Lord, for their marriage, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening that marriage even more, Father God. Father God, thank you, Jesus. I just pray that you bubble them, Father God. That you put a bubble around them, a bubble of protection around them, Father God, that when the enemy comes in, that they're so bubbled that it just feels like a little bounce. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that protection, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their walk and their talk. Thank you, Father God, for my sister Veronica, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I see you. You're like a, not a firecracker, like a dynamite. But dynamite is the Holy Spirit inside of you. That's what I'm seeing, a dynamite. A dynamite. Thank you, Lord, for that dynamite in her, Father God. That is like when it gets released, it explodes. Father God, and people are like, wow, like there was an impact. There's a big impact. And we thank you, Father God, for all these nuggets of God's word inside of her that are like a dynamite. And when she gives it out, it just goes, and it just does something amazing in the lives of the hearers, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for her faithfulness, Father God, for her love, Father God, for the love for those that, for the unlovely, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because of her love for the unlovely, Father God, and that the love of Jesus, the true love of Jesus is there ministering through her, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because Jesus loves the unlovely, and Father God, because he sees beauty in those things. In the lives of these people, Father God, we just thank you because my sister is an example, Father God, of that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I lift up my brother Mike, Father God. I thank you, Lord.
thank you, Jesus, for that word that sometimes, you know, wants to come out like a machine gun. It just comes out. It just wants to come out like a machine gun sometimes. It just spits it out like a machine gun. I thank you, Lord, Father God. Father God, I thank you for these two, Father God, this marriage, Father God. I just ask you, Father God, that that you would just take them to a place where they're in the right place, Father God, that they would be in the right place at the right time, Father God. I just feel like there's just this certain place where you're going to be at, and it's like going to be like an open heaven, and that the Lord is leading and guiding you into that place. I don't know if it's an actual place or it's a spiritual place, but I'm just sensing that it's going to be like an open heaven in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you for them in the name of Jesus. I don't know if that's a place you're going to go to or thank you, Lord. I just feel something about open heaven. Something about open heaven where you're going to be. It's almost like you're going to be at the right place at the right time, and that's where it's going to be an open heaven. And that's where God is guiding you. So I'm not sure if that's a place or a place spiritually speaking, but there's going to be an open heaven. And we just thank you. And that's where, you know, things start happening. Boom, 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 boom. It's like you just, you know, like you get to where there's a certain portal where it's like, it's almost like Jacob's ladder is like he found that place and there was like angels going up and down and there was just an open heaven, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for that open heaven for Mike and Veronica in the name of Jesus. And we just pray that you've blessed their family, Father God, and their decision-making and their walk and their talk, because they're walking the walk and they're talking the talk, Father God, but they want to be in your perfect will. And we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you have anything for Mike and Veronica?
Yeah, the Lord sent me for Michael. Proverbs 27, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. But he's showing me not just your children, but youth. Youth, and both of you are just have, I just see a crowd behind you. You know, they're young. They're all young. It's all good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It has something to do with the young. All right, so let's get them on. Let's see, what was that number? Oh, my goodness. All right.
303-517.
Okay. All right. All right. Veronica, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, thank you very much. We're trying to... We're looking, seeking, praying, fasting, where the Lord wants us to go. And we still haven't heard where. And we patiently wait for the place. And yeah, you were saying about a place, open heaven, getting things done. Our vision, our desire, our dream is build something in the land and have a worship center. And we just need to know the state, like the or the city, and move on. And we just want to be led by the Holy Spirit, the exact place, so we don't err and we don't, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was sensing. So it must be a physical place then.
Yes.
It must be a physical place because what I saw was like you were moving from here to here, and then all of a sudden it was like you were in the right place, and that's where the open heaven was.
so it's a physical place, so God is going to guide you there to that mm-hmm. place. But remember, be patient, because sometimes God is working things behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be there too early because it won't be done, and you can't be there too late either. So it's just in God's timing, and just continue worshiping the Lord, and he'll guide you. It'll be such a smooth transition to wherever to where.
It's a bird. Stop.
Is that your bird?
Every time I start to feel the anointing, he starts chirping.
Stop.
So it's a good thing.
The birds are singing. The birds are singing.
Yeah, he's
does he speak?
No, but when the anointing comes, he has about 99 different jingles, and it's absolutely amazing. But I mean, the Holy Spirit, and then boom, he just starts going. So I don't know what he's speaking in tongues. If anyone can interpret it, too.
Well, that's good, because I had a cousin that was a pastor, and somebody gave her a bird that belonged in another house, and that bird learned bad habits, and when her people from her church would come visit her, that bird would say bad things, and she had to retrain the darn bird. So you have an anointed bird.
This one's
we have a complicated situation going on right now, and I'm not getting into it. Some land. There's two pieces of land that we're praying over right now. And we had intentions of building we had really good intentions on it. We ended up losing a lot of money on it. And some stuff happened, and we're debating whether to go after it or not. And then there's another incident that happened down there, and it kind of displaced us for a second. If you could pray over that, I'd really appreciate it. And if you could pray over...
Okay.
I have a thing called the Love Festival that we've been trying to get going for about 5 years. If you could pray over that, I'd really appreciate it as well.
All right. Sometimes what the enemy means for evil, God can turn it around for your good. And sometimes when God says to release something, you release it. Because sometimes it's the enemy trying to waste your time. And so he can make up for whatever, the lost time, the lost land, the lost whatever. And so we just ask you, Father God, we lift these lands, Father God. We just pray that you redeem that, Father God. You redeem the things that belong to them, that what you have given them, you have given to them without sorrow. And we ask you, Father God, that you turn things around on their behalf. But we just pray, Father God, that if there is a release that you want them, that you would let them feel that in their spirit, if it's to let go. And if this is a tactic of the enemy to keep them in circles and not being able to move to where you would want them to move, Father God, We pray that the enemy desist and let go in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask you, Father God, for direction, that you place people, Father God, in their path, Father God, as to hints, Father God. You know what? Let me tell you this way. I was in a church with this one pastor, and this is what the Lord is having me to say now. This pastor and his wife, they had a dream that they were going to make a bigger church, right? And so they got started on building the church and this and that, and the builders had told them that it was going to cost a way more than what they originally had told them. And they were like praying and didn't say anything to the church because they didn't know what to do. They were like, oh, no, we're not going to be able to finish. We're not going to be able to start or finish this church. And so the direction that the Lord gave them was to just fire the man that was going to make the that had made the plans for the church and was wanting all this money for the church and, you know, to build everything. And so they continued praying and didn't say anything, but they stayed in prayer. And eventually somebody heard that they were not going to, insider people, that they weren't going to make this, do the church, that, you know, the whole situation. And this guy from our city said that they would do it for less than that. And they were like, what? And he says, and we'll give you more. And so they went with that person. And actually, that person was the man that had designed the airport in our city. And so they did. And it was they kept true to their word. It was for the amount that they said. And they did bigger and better than what was first promised from these other guys that wanted to charge him so much. But because they went with what they were led by the Spirit of God, they didn't go with the first one and just fired him because they couldn't keep on giving more money. You know, they didn't. And then finally they went to the church and they told the church, this is what was happening. We were in prayer. We didn't know what to do. And this is what the Lord brought to us, you know, and it came out to be a lot cheaper than was what was originally planned. So, if at any moment you've sensed there's like something like a check in your spirit, don't move and don't do it. Wait until the Lord shows you. Sometimes he allows us to go through certain things so that we can listen to his voice. And that only you and your wife can do by spending time with the Lord. Spend time in worship. It could be dropped into your spirit. Whatever it is that God wants you to do, you know, in a moment, it can be dropped. But don't get so focused on these things where it robs your peace and your time with the Lord. Always seek him first. And, I mean, it could be through worship that he'll just drop it in your spirit, what to do next, that you know that you'll know that you know. You have to be relaxed in the Lord. And our spirits don't want to do that a lot of times. You all get all nervous about this and that, and you're like, what am I going to do? But the last thing we do is spend time with the Lord. And then when finally we do it, then things start working. Then things start ticking. It starts rolling. Because he wants us to know we put him first in everything. And if something's not moving, well, it won't move. We'll just spend time in the Lord, with the Lord, and we'll just worship him. We'll thank him. We'll just continue praising him. And before you know it, something's going to be dropped in your spirit. It's like step by step, step by step. God doesn't always give you the whole thing. He doesn't always give you the whole plan. He takes us little by little. Okay. Now what, Lord? Now what, Lord? Now what, Lord? And it's all for his glory. It's all for his glory. Amen? So rest in him and know that there's something about an open heaven because you're going to be walking towards it. Lord, we just pray for Mike and Veronica that you just guide them however it is that you want them to move, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they walk in your peace. As they walk in your peace, they find that open heaven in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you have anything for Mike and Veronica? You want to pray about anything?
Yes, let me just run in prayer. Oro te shishamala, oro kuningra, te shishilama tukurupate, oro lim shela, torupate, te shishimakta. Rukutu shishime teraka bohoro shishela brakate shishema bo. Intiri teraka kushuro uru patate shishema kutu tae shishema. Imi tiratu rung rung shima shela gara. Uru kriti shishema kiti gata tate shushulama. Arata shishema kavata shishema gata tata shela turu krota. Father God, we just ask you to open up those, you know, areas that they need, Lord, the window to show them what where you need them to go, Father God. And anything holding them back, Father God, we just ask that you intervene, Lord. Stop all the roadblocks, Father God. Stop all the things holding them back. We ask this in your precious Son Yeshua's name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's on my son, okay. And just pray a lot in the spirit, because the enemy doesn't know what you're praying when you're praying in tongues. Amen. And he hates that. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you. We just praise you. Veronica, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say or want to pray about?
No, thank you.
Yeah, can you pray for our son, Al?
For your son, Al?
Al. A-L-A-X. Alex.
Oh, Alex. Alex, okay. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Alex, Veronica, and Mike's son, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, this son of yours, the Lord is going to use to dismantle the works of the enemy. He's going to use them as an instrument. I don't know how old he is, but if it's for now or for the future, but he's going to use them as an instrument to just, you know, whack the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. And we just pray for protection for this child. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Father God, to touch this child. Thank you, Lord, because it doesn't matter what age we are, you can use us to come against the enemy. And we thank you, Father God, for using this child for your glory as an instrument, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Danny, do you have anything for Alex?
Yes, Father God, we lift up Alex, Lord. And Father God, I just ask that you protect him, Lord, from any of the attacks of the enemy, Father God, seen or unseen, known or unknown, Lord, that, you know, the enemy knows he's yours, Lord. And the enemy will attempt many things, Father God. We ask for Alex an overabundance of discernment, Father God, even amongst his friends. Even amongst his friends, Father God, that he understands and senses it, Lord, that the Holy Spirit just reacts within him, Father God. He'll know not to step forward when it's not time to step forward, Father God. He'll just, you know, sense it, Lord. We just ask for that enlightened sense, Lord, that he just, you know, knows his purpose, Father God. He knows what his mother and father have taught him, Father God. That's why I go back where it says, I was reading earlier, his children are blessed after him. He's Mike and Veronica's child, Lord, so he is blessed, Father God. And we just ask that you surround him with your wings, Father God, protect him from any attempts of the enemy, Lord. Whatever tactics he may use, we just ask that you be with him, Lord, and surround him, Father God, and just, you know, keep your angels on guard, Lord, around him at all times. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I give him high discernment, Father God. Give him high discernment, Father God. He is not going to be easily fooled in Jesus' name. He is not going to be fooled in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, guys, one more question. All right, now we're at it. You got that.
How old is Alex?
And, you know, we're praying on that, but if you could pray on that as well, I would appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You sound really far.
My father broke 5 ribs. So since you guys are praying, if we could look that up as well, I'd really appreciate it.
Your brother Rick?
No. My brother Rick. My father, Alan, broke 5 ribs. He slipped on the ice. So if you could look that up as well, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, his rib. Oh, okay.
Yes, Lord.
How long has it been this happened?
It's been about 3 weeks now, so it's recovery.
Lord, we just lift up Michael, Dad, Father God. We just pray, Father God, right now that you touch his ribs, Father God, that there be healing, quick, rapid healing, Father God, in that area, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, for his father's moods, that his moods would be lifted in the name of Jesus. I just pray, Father God, that there be signs, Father God, that there's healing taking place in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, Father God, for all that bruising, Father God. We just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that that all clear up in Jesus' name. We speak that to clear up in Jesus' name, and that whatever, that the blood, Father God, would be just bring that healing that the bone needs, Father God, that process of healing, that process of the bones attaching and healing, the Lord, that it will be better than it was before in the name of Jesus, that there will be no signs, Father God, in his ribs, Father God, that it will be a quick healing in Jesus' name, not that it won't take long like for everybody else, but it will be you touching his ribs right now, bringing, mending, healing, restoring in Jesus' name, and just touch his mind. Touch his heart, Father God, and we bind that spirit of depression that comes from things like this happening to people. And we command that spirit to go in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that you allow him to move slowly, and that healing process take place as it moves, as the blood moves. In Jesus' name, we pray that you touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And we thank you, Father God, for the rapid healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, guys. It's good to hear you guys. Let us know when that open heaven happens.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you
amen.
Very, very
much. You're welcome. God bless
you. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Next caller is 111111.
All right. Who am I speaking with? Your name and where you're from?
Hi, this is Barbara from Texas, and I want to pray for Connie? And Lou Wayne. Connie and Lou Wayne.
Lou Wayne. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for are these friends or family members?
Connie, that's her son.
I'm sorry?
That is her son, yes.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just pray for Connie and Luwayne, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for this family, Father God, for this for Connie and her son, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the relationship restoration in the name of Jesus, that you're bringing healing in that relationship in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're restoring their relationship in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask you, Father God, to touch that that man's heart, that young man's heart, Father God. Father God,
Sondanini Korea Tarava Korea Tarava Kishitandanamakara. We double shatari Mikirini Andaramakara was so that a Rikirini Andaramaka. Totaramikiri Andaramaka. Restore in the name of Jesus. Restore. Danny, do you have anything for Connie and Luane?
Yes, Father God. Lord, we just ask that Luane remove the barriers, Father God, that he be open to listen, Lord, that he be open to receive, Father God. The love is coming from all sides, Father God. Let him just release the anything holding it back, Father God. Let him accept it, Father God. Let him take it in. As we always say when people pray for us, Father God, I accept it, Lord. I take it, Father God. He needs to just take it, Lord. He needs to know that the love around him is far greater than anything he's ever been through, Father God. We just ask that he be receptive, Lord. He be receptive, Lord. He himself reach out to you, Lord, you know, to touch your garment, Father God. That he be just there. His mom stands right by him, Lord. All the family and friends stand right by him, Father God. He just needs to be the one that reaches out, Father God. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Lord, I expose the lies that the enemy has lied to them, Father God, to this young man, Father God, to the family, Father God. And we just pray that you expose the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And bring emotional and physical healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, Miss Barbara. How are you?
Okay. I'm great. How about yourself?
We're doing good.
Thank you. I thank God for this work of the Lord that is going forth. And I pray, you know, that God will continually to bless you guys, and because it, you know, because of what it is, amen. And I'm so grateful, you know, to be a part of that.
Yes, you know, yes, so. You are. You are definitely.
Mm-hmm. Thank
yes.
you.
How's things going in church? Doing good?
Everything is great. Doing good, and I just always pray, you know, for the unity and the harmony, and that God will let them receive and listen as well. You know,
I know it's got to be the Holy Spirit.
So I enjoy
He's
that
the
word,
one that
you know,
the word.
That
mm-hmm.
that you brought this, you know, earlier, and that is most definitely something that that is going forth in the churches and in both ways, you know. So I've just been asking God to save, deliver, and set the captives free, and that the body of Christ will be in perfect harmony with one another, and that, you know,
yeah.
they come into unity, you know, and no division and all the other, you know, that comes with it. But it's just something
yeah.
that I just ask the Spirit of God to teach us how to agree and harmonize together. So
yes.
that's it.
And that's one of the things that the enemy does come against, that unity, because if he can come against the unity, then he's done the work. Everything else falls into his what he wants to do. But when there's unity with cords that cannot be broken, then he's got a hard time. He's got a hard time. It's with unity. You're right.
Mm.
Right. You're so right.
Make it sound like a wow. symphony, you know, if we would just all come together about anything
mm-hmm.
or everything. And so that's been my prayer, you know, for the members of the body of Christ, that, you know, even though, you know, I'm lowly in mind and humility, I just ask God for the meekness and the unselfishness and the gentleness and mildness and patience, bearing and the endurance, you know, you know, trying to
yes.
help everybody. So, even in
yes,
my neighborhood,
Lord.
That's, you know, that's the same thing that I pray. And I'm just seeing one thing after another, you know, how the enemy don't want us to come together and thinking that, you know, we're awkward. And so I have to show them love, like you were saying earlier. We have to show the neighbors love and let them see, you know, that when we all work together, because I noticed that when I do something for my yard and do everything, I notice that this neighbor, that neighbor, this one, and everybody come together. So it's more like a testimony over here, because I even had one of the father-in-laws to come because his daughter and son and his son and daughter-in-law live next to me. And he was just coming by to apologize and apologize and apologize, you know, that, you know, it looked like a tornado over there and that he was on his job, you know, to do what he needed to do to fix it. And he wasn't just talking about it, but he did something about it. Then later he came, do you know a person or someone that can help me? And because my back and this and that, I said, oh, yes, I can find you my guy. How about that? And they were all so happy because when I called, he showed up in 10 minutes. And then later it took maybe 2 or 3 days to get that yard cleaned up. But he was just, the yard guy was just saying, thank you, because that was work that I needed. And then one person say, well, didn't you charge? Didn't you help? I said, no. It's not what you do for me and I pay you. No, it doesn't work that way. I said, the Lord will reward. He does the, you know, the giving. And so I said, just to be alive and to see it happen, that God answered my prayers, and I can actually see it with my natural eyes, not just spiritually eyes, but when it actually has the physical labor to it, then it makes a difference that God is yet in the working business. You know, he's yet doing what he can. We ask, being a one mind. So I'm just grateful for that, and, you know, and see God move in a special way, even in the natural as well as the spiritual. So it means a lot to me to have this neighborhood cleaned up and everybody with one accord and people just driving by to look and see and see the spirit of God's hand, you know, in this neighborhood. Amen.
People do notice. Daniel, do you want to say something to that? I know he loves that too.
I love doing yards. Okay, that's my peace. Okay, that's the time I get to talk to the Lord, and you'd be surprised. Just a little touch up or here and there, everybody notices it. So, you know, amen. You know, and I just, you know, look for those opportunities myself. Just it's just my freedom to be out there. You know, and I get to talk to the Lord the whole time I'm doing it. So. Yeah, I totally get that, you know, people notice it 100%.
That's his therapy.
It's mine, too, because I love it.
Yeah, he loves it. He's by himself. He loves doing yards, and, you know, nobody can join him. It's just him and the Lord, and he just loves it. I do not like it because I get allergies, but I have other ways of spending time with the Lord. But hey, I'm like, whenever he's in town, knock yourself out. go ahead. He just loves it. He's a happy camper when he's out there. He loves it. So,
That's
when beautiful. He goes to his daughter's house, the neighbors do notice and they just wave at him and they don't even know him. they assume they know that's the father of the young lady that lives there. But, they wave at him. They love that. People do love that. And we have to bring that back because now neighbors don't know neighbors anymore. People keep to themselves. Yeah. And it's almost like a suspicious thing. And, we as believers can use that to minister to people. You know, helping out and doing a kind thing. I mean, not letting yourself be taken advantage of, because I've been busy I've helped other people. Yeah, and they'll take advantage of you. But yeah, you do help out to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you're doing a good thing. You're doing a good thing, and it does make the neighborhoods. I was watching on YouTube, gentlemen that are going out there, just doing free jobs to help people. You know, that can't help themselves. And oh my goodness, the transformation mm-hmm. in their yards and how they, and not, some of them, I don't even think they're believers, but oh my goodness, that is a good tool for believers to use to minister, to help other people and to minister to them. Many people are elderly and they're at the crossroads where they'll be in heaven before you know it. And we have to reach mm-hmm. those people. We have to reach them before they you know, make it to the other side. So, yeah, that's a good ministry right there. The Lord was showing me about that, about helping the poor, the orphan, and the widow. He mm-hmm. just kept impressing that on me, and I'm like, okay, Lord. So any chance we have to help the elderly or someone that's in need, that is true, the true religion. God loves that. God loves that we mm-hmm. help others, especially those that are in need. Amen.
Amen.
What?
Yes, because that's one of the prayers I pray, that that the Lord would not just show me a rainbow over my home, but the peace and mm-hmm. the love. And as I get out there and keep that calmness and that well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control, mm-hmm. because like you said, people know that there's something wrong, then they want to take the advantage. And mm-hmm. I'm not having it, because I thank God I know how to pray. And, you know, because it was a problem in that area the last time I saw my guy, but he didn't know I was going to call him with a job. So he was so happy. I've never seen him smile so hard, you know. Mm-hmm. And he looked like, you know, a little kid that received that little lollipop. And so mm-hmm. I said it wasn't a problem, you know, so they could see that well-balanced mind and the discipline and the self-control. And, you know, because, you know, some people do try to take advantage of others. And they don't yeah. understand your situation, what you've been through and what you're going through. So in order to gain that peace, that tranquility, I get out there and I work. And, you know, because they'd be wondering, well, how do you bend and how do you do that? I said, they have a little stool you can sit on. Just take your time, because I could be up there from sun up to sundown. And that's how many hours I can put in it if I really wanted to. And so I talked to the Lord, being I'm praying and I'm asking God for his guidance. And when something is not right, like because the sun began to go down, and he showed me, he just flashed before me a garden snake. And I just dropped everything and started loading up and put it. And then the next morning, the next day, I saw that snake go across my yard. So I figured that when I was getting ready to do, like, the potato vines, I could see it when I lifted it up to water to make sure they wasn't too overheated. And when I saw that snake go through there, I said, I'm quite sure they're the brother or sister. So so the Lord will show you things before it happened. So here lately, he's been showing me things about each neighbor. You know, it's just been appearing, whether it's good or bad, he will let me know. And so I'm grateful for that, you know, that testimony, because some of the things that the Lord has shown me wasn't good at all. And I just begin to be like a transformer, just turn it around, flip it, you know. So I said, Lord, just keep me equipped, you know.
Yeah, there's
even
some
for
people
that,
that you can't help.
And
some people you can't help. And
yes.
I learned that one day when I went with a neighbor, and I'm like, because we were just walking, and I'm like, let's do a prayer walk. Let's just try to start praying for the neighborhood. And I started asking the Lord, you know, Lord, you move out those that don't need to be in this neighborhood that are going to cause problems. And we went in front of a house that they painted the door red, and it didn't even match with the house, but they wanted it red. And they had some gargoyles in front of it. I said, Lord, that's one of them. Get those people out. Do you know, like in 2 or 3 weeks, they were out of there.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. But the Lord got them out of here. Gargoyles. It looked like, you know, they were into some weird stuff. And we were like,
yeah,
she goes, what
I go
is that
through.
The house
yep.
that you prayed
yep.
for? And I go, yep. I go, apparently God didn't want them here. So he wouldn't have answered my prayer if he didn't want them here either. So they were out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pray for the marriages, you know, the children, the families, you know, that God would protect our neighborhood and the families. Yeah, we have to pray. We don't know what other people are going through. We don't know if people are being depressed by themselves or are ready to kill themselves. And so that releases spirits in an area. So we plead the blood over our neighborhood, and we ask God for protection. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for everybody listening in. Father God, and those that are going to listen in at some other time, that you bless their neighborhoods, Father God, that you protect the families, the marriages, Father God, from divorces and from violence and misunderstanding, Father God. And we just ask you, Father God, that you would just bring unity in the neighborhoods, Father God, a special protection, Father God, that your angels watch over the families, the children, Father God, that no evil will come into the neighborhoods, Father God. People try and come from the outside to bring trouble, Lord. We just pray that when they look at the neighborhood, they just know that they're not supposed to be there and that they leave in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the families. Amen and amen. Danny,
do you
have anything you want to say?
No, I think you've covered it very well. We're good.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Miss Barbara? It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
That was it. Just praying and thanking you, and just thank God you guys covered it. I'm so grateful.
Thank you for your wisdom and the testimonies that you bring about. Gives people ideas on what to do, too, you know. That's a good thing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
God
well,
bless
you have
you
a wonderful
Thank
week.
You so much.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. You too.
Right.
You guys too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have 251-229. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Miss Sarah from Alabama. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm sensing I'm hearing like renewing your strength like the eagles. Renewing your strength like the eagles. I just sense that the Lord is doing something in your life. He's renewing you. He's renewing you. It's almost even like a physical strength that you're getting or that you're going to be getting. The Lord is just doing something in you right now in the name of Jesus. Like you were before, like you were tired, and now that God is bringing you up higher. I don't know if that's spiritually or physically or maybe both. Sometimes, you know, the Lord does it in both sides, in the physical and in the spiritual. So we thank you, Father God, for that strength, that strength that you're giving Sarah, Father God, to fly high like the eagles, Father God, because she is an eagle. She's an eagle. In the kingdom of God, she goes up higher. With the Holy Spirit, she'll go higher and higher. Amen. Daniel, do you have anything for Sarah?
Yes, Father God, as you command, Lord, I just pray for travel mercies for herself and her family members, Lord, as they go to and from work, to and from errands, Lord, to and from anywhere that they're driving, Father God. Lord, that you put that edge of protection around them, Father God. not for their driving, Lord, but for how others drive, Father God. I don't know why you're showing me that, Lord, but I just, you know, ask that your angels be with them, Lord, to protect them, that whatever is going to happen before them, around them, near them, Father God, that they be protected in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Watch over them. Watch over them. Amen. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fine. What's new?
Well, I'm thanking the Lord for both of y'all and praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and praying for everything. And I'm excited to be renewing my strength in Jesus. That's always
yeah.
exciting. That's always exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
Leah has a birthday yeah. coming up.
Oh, yeah. And you had one not recently, right?
Yeah, mine was on the 11th, where hers is on the 3rd, which is Wednesday.
Oh, on the same month?
No, mine is in January, hers is in February.
Oh, okay. My goodness, how this month has flown by so quick. Yeah. Hoping things will get done this month, but it seems like it's going to be left for next month. Oh, remember to pay your taxes, everybody. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Amen. So, do you have a testimony for me or a word to share?
Well, the testimony is, Leah will be turning 21, and I'm glad about it and praying that she would be gaining more wisdom as a young adult and that she would be more responsible as a young adult, and may the Lord continue to lead and guide her in Jesus' name.
Yes. Father God, we just pray for her daughter, Leah. Father God, we just ask you, Father God, for wisdom, that you give her the wisdom that she needs, Father God, as she's growing up. Father God, I just pray, Father God, to, Lord, I just feel sent, that I'm asking you to remove these ungodly friendships that may be influencing her in an ungodly way, Father God. And we pray that you will bring good friendships, clean friendships that are godly, Father God. In the name of Jesus, people that are compatible with her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help her in her studies. Help her, Father God, going and coming in Jesus' name. And help their relationship to grow stronger and stronger. Let the bonds of love be stronger as the days go by, even more so than ever, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and remove anything that shouldn't be there in their lives, Father God, in her life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her thinking, Father God. Give her the mind of Christ at all times, Father God, for this world is wicked at times, and there's people that would like to take advantage, but I pray that you protect her in Jesus' name. Don't allow that spirit of pride to pull her, Father God, away from the things of the world of God into the world. We ask you, Father God, for a hedge of protection over her in the name of Jesus. Bless her on her birthday in the name of Jesus. Daniel, do you have anything for Leah?
No, just that she have a blessed 21st, and the Lord be with him as you all celebrate. It's a minor milestone, but still important date. Amen.
Amen. You know, your name and your daughter, those are biblical names. It reminds me of the other day I was asking for a prayer from Prophet Randy, and he said, with my grandchildren's name and my children's name, and they all have biblical names. He says, I feel like I'm praying for the patriarchs. I cracked up so hard.
So, Sarah and Leah,
there is a prayer that talks about, you know, may you be like Sarah and Leah. What is it, Danny? There's the Jewish people, Shabbat, they pray that over their children, that the daughters would be like Sarah, Leah, and Rebecca. And the sons would be like, you know where it is? The sons would be like Manasseh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So each Shabbat, Friday night, the parents pray over their children. And those are names. I have to think about probably anything. I feel like I'm praying for the patriarchs. All right. Did you find it?
I don't know. Hang on. I'm digging here.
Where is in Proverbs, is it? No.
Yeah. It's from, I think it's 31:10.
So we'll pray that over the listeners tonight, over their family, for their children. Let's see. Let me see if I can find. 1 minute here. Let's see. Any closer?
No, I'm going blank here. I'm looking.
Okay. I'll continue talking until he'll find where the prayer is. But it's a beautiful prayer where they go around the table and they're the parents pray for the girls and then pray for the boys. The husbands pray for the wives and the wives pray for their husbands over their dinner. It's a beautiful tradition that is that we should have, you know, to pray over our children. But we'll pray that tonight over our children. Hebrew, let's see. I remember, I know I have a book somewhere where it talks about that. Let's see. May you be like Rebecca, Leah, and Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah. And about, let's see. Any closer, Danny? I want to really see you tonight.
I'm thinking of it. I can't find it. Of course, I can't find it when I need it.
Yeah. Let's see if I find it here. I know that on Fiddler of the on the Roof, they sing that. They sing that song over the daughters. If you watch ever that movie, Fiddler on the Roof, it's an old movie. Let's sing one moment. Okay, let's see if I'm any closer to it. Oh, man. I mean, this is spontaneous. We weren't planning to do this, but I've just sensed that it's something that we should do tonight. Okay.
Let's do a Sabbath prayer.
Okay. Huh?
We're looking for the Sabbath prayer. I'm trying to.
Okay. The traditional blessing of the children begins with a warm-up. May God make you like. Okay. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. May God make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. May God bless you and keep you. May God shine light on you and be gracious to you. May God turn towards you and grant you peace. Lord, we just pray this over the PGN children, whether younger or old. We pray this over them, Father God. We pray that you bless them and keep them, and that your face shine upon them and be gracious to them, and that the young girls will be like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, that the boys will be like Ephraim and Manasseh. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to give them a good week in Jesus' name. Sarah, you there, Sarah? Did you fall asleep on me? Hello, Sarah? I guess, oh, Lord. Well,
yeah,
bless her,
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
All right.
I'm
Did
here.
You have anything to say? We just blessed the PGN children, the family, and those that are young adults, and for the old, too, because we are children of God also. All right. Is there anything else?
No, I just wanted to pray and just thank the Lord for everyone that's on the prayer team, especially that's under prophetess, for her, for the Lord allowing her to bring the word, not only to me but to everyone, that it may resonate to everybody's spirit as well as your mind.
You know, I'm sensing a change in you. Honestly, what I prayed earlier, I'm sensing that. I'm just sensing a change in you. I don't know if you're sensing that already in you or it's something yet to happen.
Thank you. Yes. As far as the strength being renewed like the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sensing some change in you. There's a change in you.
Is it a good one?
Yeah. No, it is a good one. It's a strength. Sensing like a strength, yeah. That's what I was praying earlier. So thank you, Jesus, for what the changes that you're bringing about in Sarah's life, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for that strength in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and bless her financially also, Father God, that wherever she goes, Father God, that there is more than enough. That, Father God, that when she goes to buy anything, that when she looks into her bank account or her purse, that, Father God, she'll see, oh, wait a minute, I still got more money in there. How did that happen? I pray, Father God, that you bless her that way in Jesus' name, that there'll be always more than enough, that there'll be overflowing in her home, Father God, that nothing will lack, and she will lack in nothing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, Sarah. God bless you.
Well, thank you. All right. May God bless y'all. Have a blessed week.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good.
Okay. All right. I have other callers on the line, but I won't pick on you if you don't have your hand raised. I have time. Let's see. I have other callers, so you have some time here. All right. Well, the show is almost finishing, but I still have time. Danny, do you have anything else to say?
I'd just like to pray that everyone have a blessed week, that the Lord's favor come upon everyone that listens to PGN. We lift up Prophet Randy and all the other ministers, Lord, that we just ask that your hand be over them, Lord, protect them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And some people hung up earlier. I mean, we always get to you, but they come on and day get tired of waiting, but that's okay. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for those that called in today and that either couldn't wait. Lord, we just pray that you bless them also. And whatever needs that they have, Father God, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Father God, for Prophet Randy, Father God, for his obedience, Father. We pray that you strengthen him, that you help him, Father God, to make it through in the task that you have for him, what you put in his hands to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, for that, in the name of Jesus. And it's not easy, but Lord, we just pray that you get him through, that your Holy Spirit will just be there every step of the way. And we thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be used the way that you're using him. Prepare us, Father God, for the coming days, and help us to hear your voice like never before, that we are not deceived by the enemy, Father God, like so many are being deceived today. And we just thank you for this week, and help us to accomplish what you want, and to put off the things that shouldn't be in our lives, and to put on the things that you want us to put on, to dress the way you want us to dress, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Well, if nobody else is going to be raising their hands, I mean, I have callers on the line, but I respect that. Well, God bless and have a wonderful week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everybody.